Kanye West has been rapping about God from early in his career, and it all started with Jesus Walks off his first album. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Now he's hosting what he calls Sunday services, exclusive worship gatherings for the rich and famous. His latest one was at Coachella. Here to talk about Kanye's spiritual evolution is Gia Tolentino. She's a staff writer at The New Yorker who wrote about this. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
So first, just describe the so-called Sunday service. What does that experience look like?
They are small, invite-only gatherings that have drawn a lot of celebrities, Katy Perry, Diplo, Tyler, the Creator. Everyone has to sign a non-disclosure agreement. They're held in a field in Calabasas or in, you know, some sort of indoor studio that's always saturated in bright, colorful light. And as Kim Kardashian said on Jimmy Kimmel, it's a church service where there's no preaching. It's just music, specifically a lot of Kanye music.
So people got a glimpse of this, as we mentioned, at Coachella. Let's hear a little bit. So this performance was actually staged, so to speak, on a big grassy hill, right, that they had created just for Coachella. And you see dozens and dozens of performers all wearing similar kind of costumes, these robes. And there's also the sermon, so to speak, if we could call it that, came from the rapper DMX.
Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood. From the suburbs to the hood.
Help us understand exactly if we're looking at an expression of faith or if we're looking at kind of the latest iteration of a pop star performance.
Right. Well, with Kanye, you know, God has always been all over his music, right? You hear it with Jesus Walks, Ultralight Beam, and Father Stretch My Hands on The Life of Pablo. You know, that was sort of his gospel-ish album. It's this ever-present sense of this kind of haunted glory and revelation that's always been a part of his music. It's always been this very complicated dance between whether he is worshiping God or subsuming God to his own ends.
Recently, we've seen artists like Justin Bieber talk about their embrace of Christianity. Is that what we're seeing with Kanye West? Has he joined a big formal church, or is this part of a new way he's talking to his fans?
The difference with Kanye is that, you know, he is the church, right? The music, he is creating a church in himself and selling it kind of literally. I mean, he sold $50 tube socks that say church on one side and socks on the other. At Coachella, they were selling $225 sweatshirts that said Sunday service. This is invite-only Kanye-themed worship.
Kanye West has always been an artist who's been one to watch, right? Whether that's for his skill and talent, but also for his erratic behavior. How does this fit into that? Does this look like a redemption effort in some ways?
It could. There's also, you know, Kanye West's mother-in-law, Kris Jenner, owns a church herself, and the Kardashian sisters have funneled a lot of money into that church. People have speculated that this might be sort of a tax shelter church seeding the ground for that sort of situation. But I do think absolutely, I mean, Kanye has a new album. His next album is going to be called Yandi, like Gandhi with a Y. And he's going to go on tour for it at some point. And it's very easy to imagine that it's sort of an aesthetic restart into this sort of normcore holiness.
Gia Tolentino is a staff writer at The New Yorker. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much. I'm trying to keep my faith.